Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene. And I'm doing the show pretty much solo. But we are live. It's Wally. I'm your host, your regular host every week. I believe. Not really. I don't believe. I haven't believed in anything like that other than Jesus Christ. I haven't believed in Santa. I ain't believe in the Tooth. Oh, I did believe in the Tooth Fairy. He let me down. I did believe in Santa. I take that back. He let me down. I live in an apartment complex. He never really came to my balcony. The Tooth Fairy kept giving me dollars, and I found out it was my mom. So I don't believe. I stopped believing in the Tooth Fairy. And in Team USA Soccer, I ain't believe at all. So I learned my lesson a long time ago. It was a good try. Played a real good Belgian team. Howard played his butt off, and lost 2-1. I dig the hype. I dig the whole do it for the team, do it for your country. You know how everybody rallied for Team USA, but I didn't think they were going to win. And but they did a good job getting to the knockout round. People may call me a hater. I like to think of myself as a realist. You know. I was rooting for Nigeria. I knew they weren't going to win, but I was rooting for them. So when they lost, I was like, huh, it is what it is. I'm a fake soccer fan, so it doesn't matter anyway. But again, big ups to Team USA. Big ups to many people across the DMV who never really watched soccer cheering on Team USA. It was hilarious to me. Most of you all don't know anything about soccer, but was rooting for Team USA like you were diehard fans. At least I'm real, though. I'm real. I was never a soccer fan. Some people call me a sellout being Nigerian. I was born in the United States, but both of my parents are Nigerian. Never really watched or took a liking to soccer. I've been hanging around with a lot of black folks, so I love basketball and football. So, and I actually love baseball, which is kind of odd. Not a lot of black people love baseball, but I love baseball. But so, in all honesty, Team USA, good job, Howard. Though I give you props, man. Anytime you break a record, I believe he stopped about 16 goals. I mean, 16 shots or goals, whatever you call it. Did a good job. So anytime you break a record, especially in a high state, in a big stage like the World Cup, you get much props. So big ups to Howard. Big ups to Team USA. But like I said, it's the Urban Sports Scene, basically on Urban Sports Scene Radio. Also, listen to our homies' Voice of the Fans podcast show at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Voice of the Fan. This show is hosted by Alex and Jeff. This show is similar to ours, a great show, more trendy, hip, so check them out. Also, our show is syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People, Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site. The site is www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. And also, I'm about to tell you all about my weekend. I had a great weekend. I'm also a part of this entity called This Date Is Over. We had a laser tag event in Laurel. It's called XP Laser Sports off Route 1. You must check out that destination, that establishment. It's a great spot for laser tag. Had a ball with the folks coming out for This Date Is Over. It was a great event. I was sweating a lot. Got a lot of exercise running around trying to snipe people. I didn't achieve the high score, which kind of annoyed me because I like to think of myself as an assassin. I was rolling over in the ground like Rambo style, and I didn't get the high score. I got shot a couple times by my homeboy Brian. Big ups, Brian, if you listen to the show, appreciate you coming out. He shot me a couple times, which wasn't cool. So make sure you check it out, and also make sure you check out our content on This Date Is Over. The site is www.thisdateisover.com. We have blogs, a radio show, and we have a questions page. You can pose a question and see what comments you get. So make sure you check out the site. Actually, our phone lines are open too. I'm sorry. The number is 202-495-0904. It's 202-495-0904. So call in. I'm on the show solo, so any call will be appreciated. Anyway, let's get into it. The Redskins signed Jerry Rice Jr. That's son of Hall of Famer. And so for some people, the GOAT of wide receivers, Jerry Rice. Former 49er great, and also played for the Oakland Raiders. That was interesting. He didn't really have a big college career. Played for UCLA. Didn't do anything special in UCLA. Didn't catch anybody's eye or anything. But, you know, being Jerry Rice's son, he was actually picked up by the Niners. They cut him. Now the Washington Redskins picked him up, and he probably won't even make the squad. We're deep at wide receiver. But it was interesting. What are, like, the pros and cons of, you know, being the son of a Hall of Famer and playing that same sport? So I thought about that question, and to me, it's like, to me, you'll never live up to a guy that is deemed, like, maybe, you know, be deemed like the greatest or at a time the best player at his sport. For instance, you have Michael Jordan, his son, never had the opportunity or never really could live up to that. Or Magic Johnson, well, his son's never played sports, and his son is kind of, never mind, I won't get to that. But even, for instance, like Tony Gwynn, his son is like a utility player. Tony Gwynn was known as probably one of the best hitters of all time. So it's interesting to see how players, you know, are, you know, athletes whose fathers were probably deemed the greatest at that sport. See, just to see how it pans out. It's a difficult transition. You'll never really, in my opinion, get to the position that you want to get to because there's so much pressure on you. It's like, can you match the level of your dad? Now, if your father was an average basketball player or average football player, that'd be easy. You can actually have an opportunity to overcome it. But when your dad's the superstar or one of the best whoever did it, it's hard to be at that caliber. You see it even in boxing, it's hard. Like Chavez Jr., it's hard for him to live up to what his dad did. And a lot of people frown upon him because they think he's a guy who's actually is being talked about as one of the premier boxers only because he has the name Chavez. So it's a situation to me that you lose because people will always look at a reason. They'll say like, well, you're getting hyped up because, well, look who your dad was, or look who your mom was, whoever that may be. And it's a situation where you'll have haters out there and they'll hate on you. And even if you are, to me, playing at a particular level or a high level, people will still find a reason to kind of find a negative about your game because they'll, again, go to your dad and say, okay, well, the reason why you're doing this is because you're getting this opportunity because your dad. Barry Sanders Jr., I mean, I think he's nice, but, you know, he has a lot of pressure playing. He has a lot of pressure. His dad is Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders, so a lot of people, and especially in my generation, is probably the best running back to ever do it. You know what I mean? And to see, like, somebody, you know, like, you know, to play, to see your dad, who everybody deems is, like, probably the most elusive, most exciting running back, and to follow that's unbelievable. But anyway, I posed the same question on a Facebook group page called Sports Nuts. Don Marie said, I don't feel there are pros to this. The expectations to live up to your parents is definitely the con. Connor Dietrich says the pro, the recognition you will receive from colleagues and professional teams because of your parents. Cons, living in their shadow by extremely stressful and pressuring. That was it. Okay. Again, still basically stating the same thing that I said. I mean, obviously the pro is that, I mean, you get to be looked at. Look at Jerry Rice Jr. again, a guy who probably isn't better than half of some of these. I mean, half of the wide receivers that are out there on the streets that are looking for a job, and he's got an opportunity. I mean, it is an opportunity to play with a professional football team. So there is that type of situation, that dynamic out there. So yeah, the pressure is there, but again, there is in a way some positive out of it. Anyway, down the pregame, Jason Kidd ditched the Nets for the Bucks job, and the Bucks gave up 2 second-round picks. I think, to me, Jason Kidd's kind of, it's wild. How do you leave Brooklyn for Milwaukee? That is, like, unbelievable. I still can't fathom why he would do that, leaving Brooklyn for Milwaukee. Milwaukee, a team that, yes, you're getting, obviously, you got the second pick overall in Jabari Parker. I think that's an upside, obviously. That's a talented kid, but at the same time, Milwaukee is a team that, to me, doesn't have that much talent around them. And at least in Brooklyn, you had an owner that showed that he wants to win. He'll pay anything to win. And in Milwaukee, I mean, you have O.J. Mayo, again, Parker. You have Brandon Knight. So there are pieces, but not winning pieces. And obviously, you know, the reports are Jason Kidd's going to get more money, and he's going to get more control, more control of the team. But that situation to me is just, it's not a real good situation for Jason Kidd. It's like, if Jason Kidd fails in Milwaukee, chances are to me, he won't get a job. So if he doesn't get a now he'll be deemed as the coach that's willing, who will leave an organization who's not loyal to his organization, and if his team sucks, where did he go from here? When he gets fired, where did he go from here? So to me, Jason Kidd put himself in a situation where he can't. I mean, put himself in a situation that and if he wins, sure, he looks good. But if he fails, he can be out of coaching. He can be doing what Jeff Van Gundy's doing right now. So he has to be very careful. He has to take his craft very, very seriously. So I'm interested to see what's going to come out of Jason Kidd's situation. Again, I can see Jason Kidd failing. I can. I love Jason Kidd, one of my favorite point guards in basketball ever. But this dude, to me, has lost his mind by choosing the Milwaukee Bucks over the Brooklyn Nets, a team that, when healthy, you're getting Brook Lopez back, could be a team that can contend for a championship. And if you can, if you win with Brooklyn, and say you get Brooklyn to the Eastern Conference Finals, or even to the championship, to the NBA Finals, you look good. I mean, you're now deemed as probably one of the best coaches in basketball. Now you go to Milwaukee and you struggle, you're deemed as an inexperienced coach. So to me, Jason Kidd kind of put himself in a situation where he can fail, and if he fails, he can ruin his whole coaching lifestyle. Anyway, in terms of fair compensation, if I'm Brooklyn, I think 2 second round picks is ridiculous. I think they should have got more. They should have got more than 2 second round picks. I would have made Jason Kidd's life a living hell. Again, I'm a Jason Kidd fan, but I would have made his life a living hell. If I didn't get a first round pick, he wouldn't have been traded. Anytime, he just signed a contract, Milwaukee obviously wants him. He's friends with the owner in Milwaukee, a new ownership. I'm getting a first round pick, period. I'm not 2 second round picks, because in the grand scheme of things, it's a second round pick. I want two potential studs. You know what I mean? I want one potential stud, a first and a second. Then I would feel, I feel like that is more fair than just 2 second round picks. These may be two players that won't even make your roster. It was a desperate situation. Jason Kidd didn't want to be there. If he came back, it could have been hostile, but still at the same time, he would still have to do his job and be a professional. So I wouldn't have traded Jason Kidd for a 2 second round picks. I think Milwaukee was too desperate to let him go. I would have made his life a living hell, to be totally honest with you. He wouldn't have just got off scot-free for 2 second round picks. And if anybody disagrees with me, just call in. Numbers 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Down in pregame, the Washington Wizards are making a pitch to re-sign Trevor Ariza. I'm not really a fan of the move. Trevor Ariza was a solid player for him last year. It was a contract year. I don't believe that Trevor Ariza is the player that you would deem as, say, that essential to the Wizards making, a consistent playoff push. You drafted Otto Porter. It's time to at least let him play and see what you got. I don't think the fan base will be that upset if you let Trevor Ariza go. If you let Trevor Ariza go and re-sign Gortat, you make sure you sign Gortat, you're okay. People won't look down upon you. I'm speaking of Ernie Grunfeld. If the Wizards let Ariza go and re-sign Gortat and then play Otto Porter, I think people do want to see Otto Porter play. That way they can really see if he's a bust or is he actually good. I think people are really skeptical of saying if Otto Porter is a bust or whatnot, because Otto Porter hasn't played. Now, if you play Otto Porter and give him the opportunity and he looks like some garbage, then you can still get another three. And wait, you can still save your money and go after, say, a Kevin Garnett when he's a free agent. So you have an opportunity to make a play for Kevin Durant, who has local ties. He's from this area. So if I'm the Wizards, I'm letting Ariza go. He's not that essential to what they need to do down the road anyway. And Trevor Ariza is not going to help them win a championship. Your two best players are Bradley Beal, John Wall. And you got a post player in Gortat. You need him because you already know that Nene's not going to be there. He's not somebody you can rely on due to the fact of his health. He's a guy who gets hurt all the time. So basically, make sure you sign Gortat. Play Otto Porter. See what you got. If Otto Porter is decent, you still got him on a rookie contract, which is cheap. So you got Otto Porter on a rookie contract, and he's going to play. He's playing well for you. If he's just decent enough, you want to upgrade, you have an opportunity to pitch a contract to Kevin Durant. And I think that Kevin Durant has a big liking of this area. He loves playing here. I mean, he loves DC. He loves his home. He's different from other stars. Some stars don't like their hometown. Kevin Durant is a big fan of his hometown. I posed the same question on our Facebook page. Keith Stover says, as long as they ink that Gortat deal first, and if he walks, I wouldn't mind them going after Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward, I'm a big fan of Gordon Hayward. I think Gordon Hayward is a better three to me than Trevor Ariza. Gordon Hayward is a guy who runs the floor. Truth be told, he would fit the style. He would fit playing with John Wall and Bradley Beal. You know, you have John Wall who likes to push it. Gordon Hayward loves to run the floor. A modern Tom Chambers. So you can push it. Find Jordan Hayward in the wing, and he can finish. And also, he's a guy who can shoot the three ball. So he's a player that I feel would fit well. Ron Watkins, what's up, Big Ron? You're supposed to call in too, homie. He said the price has to be right for Ariza. He's receiving a lot of compensation from a lot of consideration from teams that will offer him more money than the Wizards can. Personally, I would let him walk and use the money elsewhere. If he does walk with, then the Wiz should call Boston and see if Jeff Green is available. I'm a fan of Jeff Green, but I don't want Jeff Green coming over here. I like Jeff Green playing the four position. Now, if you're telling me Jeff Green can come over here, the Wizards can play a different style. Maybe moving Gortat, obviously having, you know, because of Nene, have Jeff Green play the four at times. Yeah, I would like that. If Jeff Green can play the four, I would like that move. Jeff Green is playing a three. I just feel like he's a slow three. He's just better off suited being an undersized four and a guy who can stretch the floor and pull out the other fours out to perimeter and try to go by him or shoot Jays or from the perimeter. So I would be more of a fan of Jeff Green. Have a call. Hello, you with the Urban Sports Scene?
Hey, what's up, Wallace?
Oh, my gosh, Big Ron, what's going on, man?
Not much, man.
You saved me. I appreciate the call, man. So, what are you calling in for?
You talking about free agents, Ariza, Gortat?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, real, go ahead.
DC Rising.
You know I hate that term, DC Rising.
I know.
That term is so dumb to me, DC Rising. It's just like, I believe in U.S., you know, I believe the World Cup talk.
I'm with you with the World Cup.
You know what I mean?
They might as well just call me a communist.
Yeah, call me whatever you want to call me. Call me a sellout, man. Whatever. Yeah. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everybody's loving this, but we all know USA is not ready for the World Cup.
Exactly. But my whole thing is about the folks who've been around the way. And when I mean around the way, it's folks who play ball or walk in the streets, whatever, are now like chanting USA soccer, and they know nothing about soccer. Like, that's. Yeah. Is amazing to me.
I mean, the only thing these people know about soccer is playing kickball back in elementary school.
There you go. I mean, there you go, son. There you go.
Or playing basketball with a soccer ball.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But go ahead, man. Go ahead. My bad.
With the Wizards, I mean, like you said, Jeff Green. Yeah, Jeff Green is a better four than three.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Wizards still have Otto Porter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Glenn Rice Jr., who's I'm high on, because okay. he's a straight score.
Yeah.
I love Gordon Hayward, but I think he's gonna cost too much money.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah,
how
mean,
much is how much is too much? How much is too much?
Well, I'm reading that teams are willing to offer him a max deal or close to the max.
Yeah.
Utah, you know, Phoenix Suns, they just have money to waste. Houston has money to waste. But, I mean, to me, I want the Wizards to be smart about it.
Yeah.
Because in 2 years, you have to give Bill. You have to give Bill a max contract.
Exactly.
Then, like you said, Durant is available. If he wants to come home, then we can have the money available.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, if you get Jeff Green, I think Jeff Green has probably about 2, maybe 3 years left on his contract.
Yeah.
But he'll definitely have to be a four. He could be a four coming off the bench.
Oh, coming off the bench. Okay, so this is my thing.
I have him come off the bench with the second unit.
Yeah.
You put him at the four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run with Gortat. You might go with a John Wall or a Bradley Beal or a John Wall and Glenn Rice Jr. and Otto Porter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can mix it up. And but like I said, I would like the four Ariza to come back, but like the price has to be right.
Yeah, to me, it's like this. He's coming off a contract season. So, of course, he's going to have his best season. And if we look at Trevor Ariza for what it is, he's not a guy who's creating this, who can create his own shot. He's a guy who's basically a set shooter. So, John Wall made his life easy. He can defend. That's a given. He can defend. Trevor Ariza is a good defender. But in the grand scheme of things, he's a top defender. But that's about it to me. His shooting, this is his best shooting season. It's not like this has been consistent. This is his best shooting season. He's a good player when he can score decent points when he's playing with a good point guard. He played well with Chris Paul. He's playing good with John Wall.
Yeah, I would give him more credit than that.
What can he do other than shoot the ball? I mean, other than shoot set threes and
defend? He can shoot. Played D, and I mean, he became a leader this year.
A leader? I think leading.
There's a big difference between Ariza this year than the past two seasons as a Wizard. I mean, mm-hmm. his game has improved, especially with the shot.
Yeah.
He can shoot the set shot. He can shoot it off the dribble.
Can he shoot the dribble? Can he really shoot it off the dribble? His off the dribble shot is not that good. He has to get his feet set.
Well, this year he made it off the dribble.
He's like Mario.
He's a lot more aggressive.
He's like Mario Ellie. Like you remember Mario
Ellie.
He's a
lot more aggressive.
You remember
Mario
Ellie. Mario
Ellie.
That's who he reminds me of. Wow. He reminds me of Mario Ellie. He has to have his feet right and shoot the ball. Dribble?
He's not that slow. Mario Ellie
he's pretty
was slow.
His shot is pretty
slow. That whole Houston Rockets team was slow with that shot.
That was, but he's pretty slow.
They had
slow.
So much time to shoot. Kenny Smith was the same way. They could look at their feet, set their feet, bend their knees, and shoot the ball. That's the most time they had to shoot the ball because they was playing with the Dream.
Of course. I mean, that's playing with a Nigerian killer. We Nigerian folks are like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
But I'm like, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, if they don't sign a reason, it's not the end of the world. Because they have Porter. They have a Glenn Rice Jr. And, I mean, there's cheap options out there. There's veteran leadership out there. Like Sean Marion is out there.
Sean Murray is still out there? Wow, he should, he should call it quits.
I mean, what I would like to do.
He should call it quits.
I would like to go get Ed Davis from Memphis.
That's not a bad pickup.
Have him be a backup forward to Nene.
Yeah, because we all know Nene's not going to last. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, because eventually, and maybe even trade Nene. If you get another starter,
mm-hmm.
if you get a starter and a first-round pick, I would trade Nene.
You would trade
because
Nene for what?
I would trade him.
For what? If you get another starter, so you're talking about like an Ed Davis, you would trade Nene. See, this is the thing. I like your Jeff Green thing. Your Jeff Green thing. It's not being biased. I'm a Hoya fan, but the reason why I like it is just that, you know, I think Jeff Green at the four could be effective with the Wizards with this team. Jeff Green at the four, and whoever you're going to play at the three, you can still play Martell Webster. I think Martell Webster is a guy who can defend and he can shoot the three ball. I think he had an off season last year, but historically speaking, Martell Webster is more of a consistent 3-point shooter than Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza is a better defender, but Martell Webster is not a bad defender in his own right. You peg him, you know, with John Wall. This is if you let Trevor Ariza walk. You let Trevor Ariza walk. You can trade Nene. You lose more money on your cap. You trade Nene. Bring a Jeff Green who's paid. I think Nene makes more than Jeff Green if my memory serves me correctly.
Nene makes money, but my thing with trading Nene is that sometimes you have to sell high.
Yeah,
because you know Nene is not going to play another full season next year.
Never.
He has 2 more years on his contract. So you probably get, in 2 years, 83 games a season, you'll probably get between 60 and 80 games from him.
Yeah.
In 2 years. So my thing is, go ahead, sell high, get a first round pick, get some more, you know, get good play, two good players, and keep that cap room. Now, like I said, if you get, I'm looking at the list now of free agents. This is a quick one. Like, I like the guy Bazemore, who, I mean, he ended up playing with the Lakers, but from Golden State. I mean, he's a 2 or 3. He's a defender. He's a nice, you know, he can make his own shot.
Yeah, Bazemore can create his own shot.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is that this free agent list is so, it's filled with talent.
Yeah.
You just got to find the right pieces to fit your system.
It's got some talent. But again, it goes back to, you know, maybe playing your own. You got auto, like, this is the thing about, to me, by just trying out Otto Porter for this team, probably coming off the bench. And this is why, you know, I say keep Webster. I mean, let Ariza go. Move Webster into the three. Have Otto Porter be your backup. Because if Otto Porter looks good, now you have him on the bargain. Because, first, he's a lottery pick. He's not paid but that much money. He's still on his rookie deal. Right. So if Otto Porter looks good, he's now, you can, if he plays well, you can make him a starter. You lost that money. And if Otto Porter is just a player who's real, who's good for you, who's a good role player, you know, for 2 years, you still have that chance and opportunity to say, okay, I can target Kevin Durant. Like, that's there. You know what I mean?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
So
go ahead.
I'm not big on that. I guess what Houston is doing and what Phoenix might be doing.
What they doing? What do you explain?
Cleveland is doing. I mean, it's like they're waiting for that big all-star.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay, let's clear space. So in case, you know, in case of LeBron or Kevin Love or Carmelo could join our team, I hate that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either.
To me, you're not playing basketball.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not a fan of that. No, believe me. I'm not a fan of that at all. But I think that we're talking about Trevor Ariza. So in all honesty, it's not like he's not that valuable to me. He's a good defender. I think Martell Webster at the three position is just as comparable as a Trevor Ariza. That's just my opinion. So you play,
To me, he's valuable,
yeah.
But Grunfeld has done a great job of replacing Ariza.
Yeah.
So it's not a necessity to have him back.
Yeah. Now
would love to have him back, but for the right price.
Exactly. And it's a chemistry thing. Obviously, you know, you let Trevor Ariza go, John Wall isn't going to be happy because John Wall is a fan of Trevor Ariza, and he's the face of your franchise at the moment. So,
well, tell John Wall take a pay cut.
Oh, I agree. No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. But again, for money and like for the best outcome money wise, and also for the team, you play Webster. You're not really losing that much. Then you have Otto Porter as backup. You need to play Otto Porter. All right, it's a third pick. You need to play him. So in that regard, re-signing Trevor Ariza, to me, if you re-sign Trevor Ariza, if that does happen, you trade Otto Porter. Like, you have to, because then now you're just wasting a pick.
You keep him.
And do what? Sit there on the bench to play what position? Because Webster is the second is the second off the bench on a three position.
But you can still play. Webster played the two. I mean, I think it's the same thing with the Nationals.
Go ahead.
You keep your talent because so many players are injury prone.
Yeah.
You don't get rid of anyone. You know, like Ariza.
Mm-hmm.
Ariza was healthy this year.
Usually
he's not.
Yeah, that's
true. You still don't know about Bill. I mean, Bill was healthy for most of the year, but you know, he has little knick-knack injuries.
Mm-hmm.
He still have Nene.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way, a lot of times this year, especially when Nene was out for those 3 months,
yeah,
Ariza played a lot of – they went small and put Ariza at the four.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I hear you. I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, so
it can happen.
So, I mean, Porter you could actually steal minutes for Porter at the four.
You could do what he did in Georgetown. Okay.
I mean, I would still keep, even though Ariza come back, I would still keep Porter unless somebody just gives me a ridiculous offer. Then he's gone. But I would keep him.
Well, that's interesting. I won't lie, that's interesting. I'm a Otto Porter fan. Obviously, you know, being a Hoya, that's what we do. We're big Otto Porter fans. But at the same time, I'm a realist. I'm not saying Otto Porter should start. I'm not saying that because he doesn't deserve to start because he hasn't shown anything. But to me, Martell Webster is showing a lot. You know, if we're comparing what he did, his consistent play in Washington has been good. And even his earlier days in Portland, he was good. So I would, you know, consider playing him. And I think even in Minnesota, he had a good little stint when he looked healthy. So Martell Webster could take Trevor Reese's position, and I think the team would still be just as good, because the most important pieces to that team is a healthy John Wall and a healthy Bradley Beal. But since you're all here, Ron, I'm going to talk about Kyrie Irving. He signed a 5-year deal, five-year, $90 million deal. Is he worthy of a deal like this for a player who's never taken his team to the playoffs?
Is he worthy of it?
Yeah, he's never. Okay, no. Okay, because I saw real quick. I saw an interesting stat that Ty Lawson has similar stats to him, and that Ty Lawson isn't making the same amount of bread. But go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I saw the same stat. Mm-hmm. But then you also have to think about is that Ty Lawson he played for George Karl.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And which they basically played in the Oakland system. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a structured system with a lot more talent than Cleveland has. But
he is in the East, though. He's in the East, too, if you want to add
that. Yeah, that's true. He is in the East.
All right.
Same thing with LeBron James plays in the East.
Exactly.
So everybody remembers.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I'm arguing that. Go ahead.
That was a shot.
I know. I agree, but he still beat the West, though. Go ahead, continue.
it's the same. It's similar to John Wall's situation last year. I agree with paying John Wall the max money, and even though Irving has not earned it, I think you still have to pay him the max money.
Of course, for that.
Because
team.
Who do you have to replace him? There's nobody really out there to replace him. So you basically have to hope that you're making the right decision. You better hope that he stays healthy. And hope that he matures and becomes that max player. Because that's the problem with Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm. About maturing
He's been given so much. He really hasn't had to work for anything.
Yeah, that's why Deion Waiters can't stand him. Go ahead.
Exactly. When he was at Duke, he had half a year.
Yeah, if that. Yeah.
And then, you know, you're the number one pick on playing a half a season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if B can't go number one, but Irving went number one.
Well, you know the reason because of that, though.
Yeah.
Come on, I mean, that center with that situation is a little different, but go ahead.
Yeah. I know. It's all the Bill Walton, Sam Bowie, Olden ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Irving had a nice year the year before where I think he won the rookie challenge. He won something else in the All-Star, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had a nice All-Star game. I mean, everybody was feeling him, you know. Oh, he's this, he's that. I mean, he was kicking the Wizards' butt.
Oh, yeah, he sure did on the regular.
He was. And everybody's like, oh, he's better than Wall, this and that, this and that. But, I mean, he showed this year that he was all about himself. I would say for at least the first half of the year. Yeah. That's one reason why Deion Waiters really doesn't like him. Doesn't want to play with him at all.
Uh-huh.
That's another reason why no one wants to talk about it. It's the reason why Byron Scott was let go.
Because of Kyrie?
Because for some reason, Kyrie Irving didn't want Byron Scott as the head coach, even though Byron Scott was the best thing for him.
Yeah. Because Byron Scott, you know, because obviously with experience with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And even Jason Kidd.
The thing about Byron
Kidd.
Scott is, and Chris Paul even said this, the one thing about Byron Scott is coaching ways, he's more like Pat Riley type. He's very demanding. And sometimes, you know, a lot of players nowadays, they don't like that.
Yeah, they hate that.
And I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And that's kind of what happened in Cleveland. But, I mean, you end up with Mike Brown, that was a disaster. Well, but everybody expected expected Irving to take that step this past season. He didn't make it. He didn't take it. I just think he played a lot of selfish ball, uh-huh. And there was a lot of maturity issues.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, the Mike Brown situation is a little iffy. I feel bad for Mike Brown. He had a bad situation. He just had a bad situation.
I don't.
Why you don't feel bad for Mike Brown?
Because he keeps picking these same situations.
He went back to Cleveland. What was wrong with Cleveland? Cleveland was a good. I think Cleveland's a better situation than going to L.A. That was stupid.
Why go back to the man who fired you?
Hey, Mike Brown wanted to coach. Maybe probably that's the only team that was going to hire him. To be honest with you,
I mean, I agree with that, but I mean, you just came off a bad situation in L.A.
Yeah, but he obviously loves coaching.
You went to go follow a legend, knowing that Kobe, Paul Gasol, nobody there wanted to run your offense.
Yeah,
because they were still in love with the triangle. They were still upset with management for letting Phil go.
Oh well, I don't think we're upset with management. I have an idea about that. I have another belief of that, but it's okay. I think Kobe Bryant didn't have a problem with Phil Jackson leaving. Put it that way.
I just think Mike just needs to do a better job of picking his situation.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm gonna go to a topic.
I mean, now he's getting paid by two teams, so he's cool.
He's good, like, though. Oh, he's getting paid by two teams. He's living the life.
Go back home, see your hometown, coach your girls' basketball team.
There's always ESPN. There's always ESPN. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, of course, there's always
ESPN. All right, real quick. I know you wanted to talk about this. We're going to baseball. Bryce Harper is back in the lineup, but he had some comments. Bryce actually believes that he should be playing center field and Ryan Zimmerman should stay at left. Your thoughts about that?
Oh, he's being selfish.
I think a lot of people are saying it. But go ahead. I want you to dive in on this. You know, if you say I'm a Nats basher, but go ahead. I want you to dive on this. Dive in.
Nah, man. He basically wants to. I'm not going to dive in. I'll keep it simple. He's basically being selfish because he wants to play center field.
And he wants to hit high in the lineup, too. He wants to hit higher in the lineup, too.
Yeah, he wants to get higher in the lineup as well. Mm-hmm. And if Stan is out, he moves up in the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Nah, bro, go ahead.
So, it's just him being selfish. And the thing about it, for him to come off the DL and make a comment like that, after his team's been playing so well.
Yeah, he's just not, you know, it's not the Oriole way, you know what I mean? Like, if he was an Oriole, we wouldn't do stuff like that. Manny Machado wouldn't say anything like that, you know what I mean? Manny Machado moved to third base, took it like a soldier. You know, he's a shortstop, took it like a soldier. Bryce Harper, he feels he's a center fielder, but you got to take it for the team. This is my problem with the situation. He said, like, when he gave Espinosa credit at second base, I wanted to throw up. That's when I knew he was just BSing around. Like, that's when I knew, like, he really wasn't serious about with his statement. Like, that was a biased statement to me. I'm not having no, I like Danny Espinosa coming up, but as a hitter, you can't tell me offensively that this team isn't better with, say, a Denard Span in the lineup. This team is better, period. You know, you have Ryan Zimmerman. I know he struggles at third, and Rendon is probably a better third baseman at this moment than Ryan Zimmerman. But at the same time, you can put Rendon at second. You have Harper at left, Span at center, Worth at right. You got Zimmerman at third. Shortstop is Desmond. Rendon at second. LaRoche at first. Catch your Ramos. That is a potent, forget defense, but that is a potent offense. Alone, it's a potent offense. Add that in with, all you're hoping for is Ryan Zimmerman to make the routine play. If he can start making a routine play, because you know he's sweet with the glove regardless. He's still sweet with the glove. It's all about the throws. So if he can just make the routine play, you're fine. Like, your team is that much better. Like, you're better. You can't say that your team isn't better. You're better all around. You're better offensively and defensively, because I'd rather have Ryan Zimmerman at third making errors, to be totally honest with you, at least at third, than making a stupid play at first base. In left field, where, say, the ball goes over his head. Now you took a double into you took a single into a triple or a double into a in the park home run. Excuse me. So I'd rather have him at third make a mistake than in the outfield where there's so much room.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because if you look at it now, if you put Harper in the center, there's so much room that he has to cover. He has to cover for Worth, who is, what, 35 years old?
Exactly.
Zimmerman, even though he's playing a decent left field, he really can't cover all that ground.
And sometimes he gets bad jumps at times. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, he's still new to it. Exactly. I mean, he's still new to it. Plus, with Harper and his, you know, he's injury prone.
Yeah.
So why would you want your star player doing all that extra running?
And Denard Span is actually hitting.
It's stupid.
And he's actually hitting.
Yes.
He's hitting.
Span is one of the best defensive centers
in baseball. In the game. Exactly, and
he was just being selfish. I mean, I think basically he wants to be Mike Trout.
But he's
Mike Trout has a shoe,
huh?
Mike Trout has a shoe.
Yeah, he has a shoe. Mike Trout. He's not close to Mike Trout. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's just not.
Harper doesn't have a shoe yet. Yeah. So I think it is personal. He wants that.
But you can do.
He, 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 He was supposed to be the top dog, not Mike Trout.
Exactly. But you know what? You could still do that. My thing is you could still be productive and good playing left field. Like, he can still – you don't get paid by the center – by playing center field. You get paid by your offensive numbers. If you if Harper is – Harper seems to be charismatic. If he hits 35, 40 home runs, hits over 300, drives in over 100 RBIs, he will get Mike Trout attention. We don't – people – Mike Trout makes great plays in the outfield. That's true. But people care more about Mike Trout offensively, to be honest with you, than anything. He's getting marketed because if Mike Trout hit 250, drove in, hit like 20 home runs, and drove in maybe 85 RBIs, do you think people would care about Mike Trout in terms of a marketable player? No. And still, but still with his, with still with Gold Glove ability, no. But since Mike Trout hits about over 300, is about a 30 home run hitter, a 30 plus home run hitter this season, and he's gonna drive in over 100. So yeah, and he plays the hell out. Of course, he's gonna be marketed and be known as one of the best in baseball. Period.
Right.
That's so. It's not what Harper has to do. Harper ball on offense. He has to be what he's supposed to. Offense. That's what. True. That's what. When he got drafted, that's what they from Mike. Bryce Harper to be one of the baseball players off game. You know what I mean? So appreciate you calling in, man. I know you're a busy guy, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
A good one, man.
Yeah. Stay blessed. Was my man calling the show? Thanks, America. We appreciate always a big. You're always a big fan of the show. Appreciate your support. You got the juice now. Anyway. Venus, Sharapova, all were eliminated. I chose Serena to win Wimbledon, and both of my. I'm so disappointed in Rafael Nadal going to win Roger. So that means Federer has a good chance to get to the finals. I'm a root for Murray. Truth be told, Djokovic is pretty cool. I hope that Djokovic gets to the championship. See Andy Murray because you know he doesn't have that sentimental pick anymore because Wimbledon's probably has a lot of. I actually truly see Federer in the final. I changed my mind because you know it's that story, old vet that get back to winning a grand. Yeah, so I probably will root for a certain extent. What would be out hurts me now. I'm not gonna watch anything in the women's game. It was good eye candy, and now she's not the purpose for me. I have no interest. The women's bracket. I'm sexist in that regard. I do like attractive females play tennis. I do like the Williams sisters because they, you know, with the pop, you know, if I don't have a Williams sister and if I don't have Sheriff Ho, what am I watching? Anyway, full commercial break. When we talk about the NBA offseason, LeBron opted out. D-Wade opted out. Chris Bosh has them opted out. So they make a play. Anyways, Urban Sports saying, just, you dig? Doses.
Hi, Ali Akinso from the team. Earlier today, now an interview with Jim Gray. What a hard decision to make.
Right now.
And that's a dumbass pass right now.
One hand or two hands?
You keep playing two hands.
Side.
Me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still?
Don't worry. They smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
Somebody else fighting. There's no time for them to stop chewing.
If I was you, anybody else.
Answer to the question everybody wants. What's your decision?
Smack Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me. It was hard. I felt that my light would make an impact on your faith. And I...
Why?
No, you have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody USS has to make.
Yeah. For the first three, baby. 2, 3, 6. Feet from them James Young Buck.
I'm not by myself, my brother here. No, oh, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? It's King Jabba J3.
At the curve. Oh, goodness. This dude came like gangbusters. What you gotta say, man, other than that cursing?
It is what it is.
It is what it is?
Cause you gonna get a...
I try to avoid this.
Fight your cursing. Today, man, long day to work, so you gonna...
Get, real?
Yeah, I didn't get that 20, 30 minutes to relax, so...
Sure.
So you gonna take that.
I'm just gonna take it, man. I'm just gonna take it. Anyway, you can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports City website. which is www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can also listen to us on the Sports Crib podcast show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Steeler Fan. This show is produced by West Coast Steeler Fan. Call in. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. All right, back down to NBA talk. The Miami Heat, or former Miami Heat at the moment, LeBron James, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, and Haslam all opted out. Could this? What does that mean for the Heat?
It really means absolutely nothing. The Heat, they are more likely going to resign, is what the rumors are stating.
Yeah.
Generally, when free agency hits, you would see free agents in town. Chris Bosh and LeBron went on vacation. Dwayne Wade has not scheduled any meetings with any other teams. What is rumored right now is that LeBron will get max, Wade will get about $12 million per year, and Chris Bosh will get about 11. I do not know why Chris Bosh is relegating himself to get $11 million per year. If I was him, I would get more money. D Wade, however, should get like $5 million per year.
What's all the dislike with D Wade?
Not dislike. I mean, but he's actually slowing down tremendously. He can't play a full season. Last year he missed about 27 games, so I'm looking for him to miss about 35 games. He hasn't reinvented himself on the offensive end. He has to get a better jump shot. He has to shoot more threes because he can't drive and slash
like he used to. Okay.
He has to post up more. He has to post up more. Stop with the wear and tear in his body trying to do acrobatic stuff.
So, all right. All right, I pose this question too. Do you think this is a move?
Well,
this is a move because it's a move that if done correctly, they can get Melo. They can go after Melo.
No, they can't go after Melo. But however, the rumor is that they're gonna go after Lowry. Kyle Lowry
after they got our dude.
Yeah, Kyle is really tough. Shabazz come off the bench. I think.
So what's gonna happen? So Norris is definitely gonna be traded then.
I mean, more than likely, probably do a sign and trade.
Gotcha.
And send Norris Cole if Kyle. Willing to go to Miami.
You don't think? I mean, Stephen A. Smith dropped this story a while ago, and now it's like it's all happening the way it's supposed to go down.
No,
like everybody opted out.
Melo's not willing to take roughly about 12 mil. That's what he had.
Oh, he's not willing to do it.
Nah, I don't see him taking about 12. Because you got also what he usually gets is about 17.
Yeah, that's true. That's 5 mil all.
Yeah, so that's pretty high.
So Melo ain't about... He ain't about that.
Yeah,
collaborating
no,
and win.
No, no, no. Melo can go to a team and win. This is the Heat sticking together.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Melo can go to Houston and be a
contender.
A contender. He can go to Chicago and be a contender. So it's not about not trying to win.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Heat just want to stick together.
So how'd you feel when they got Shabazz? We were talking about it before
last week. I felt sorry for Mario Chalmers.
You heard
his
quote?
Post,
his
yeah.
tweet. It was a tweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were down with him when he was winning. I mean, keep it real.
But it wasn't just the big three. That's the coaches and everything.
I was talking about everyone.
Okay.
Not you.
I'm saying a lot of people just thought it was LeBron.
No, I'm talking about everyone. You got to look at it, man. Like they were down when he was winning. Now they can't wait to get rid of him. Like I feel sorry for Noah's Cole because I thought if Mario's gone,
that's your job.
Look, it don't look that way.
Oh, you see, we all know that LeBron and Shabazz thing was real. Like it wasn't LeBron was tweeting it; they took that thing to heart.
Yeah, it took to heart. I mean, what I look at it is, here's the thing: you look at Shabazz, and Shabazz is good, but they're going after Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
So if they get Kyle Lowry, well, how big was Shabazz's move?
Yeah.
Not that big.
I don't think they're going to get Kyle Lowry.
No, 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 no. Miami is trying to schedule an interview with Kyle. I mean. Yeah.
They're going to schedule an interview with him?
Yeah, they're trying to get into his, like, to host him.
Oh.
Yeah, so no, Miami's interested. I'm actually interested in him, Lou Aldang, but
he don't have to get, I mean, what's 12 mil?
No, Miami, for him, they're trying to get two.
Oh, for Lou Aldang. Yeah. What's his, like, his mark?
His mark is not high. His mark is not high.
It's not that high.
But the Heat don't need Lou Al.
They need stretch. Yeah, okay.
See, they're talking about the Heat might go after Ed Davis. The Heat need a legit center.
Yeah.
You know, to make Bosh be able to play his right position. The Heat do not need a three. The Heat do not need a two. The Heat need a one. Mm-hmm. But they got Shabazz. They don't really need a one.
They need a one.
But what they really need
is height.
What they need is height and scoring off the bench.
Yes. They need to build the bench.
They need to build a bench. See, the problem is, you know, you have Mike Miller. They're not even talking about
LeBron him. Wanted him, though.
But they're not talking about him at all. They're talking about Mike Miller wants to stay in Memphis.
Mm.
But if you look at it, the Heat have no scoring off the bench at all.
Could it be coaching?
I don't know. But he started his career
in Memphis. Oh,
he started in Orlando.
Orlando, they went to Memphis. Yeah.
So he likes Memphis. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what it is. But I would like to see Spo, like, if Beasley returns on a cheat.
It's got to be the cheat.
He ain't do nothing. Yeah. If he returns, I would like to see him be a scoring threat, scoring option. Meaning, you send LeBron on the bench. You send LeBron on the bench, and you let Shabazz if they get Lowry.
Yeah.
And he let Shabazz and Bleezy be a scorer.
I'll take it one step further. Spo, just use the players on your bench. You got re-sign Beasley, re-sign Greg Oden, and then let him play. Just let him play.
Yeah, because I think what LeBron was saying is that this is the most he's ever done in the season.
Yeah.
And he's right. I mean, even though in Cleveland, you know, he was the whole team, but he didn't have to play. He didn't check a four or a five. So he was doing too much, and he wore down. So I think their first or their main option for real is a center.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ed Davis is a good fit, or Spencer Halls.
Like, Spencer Halls is a decent fit.
Yeah, but a good fit for – I think they just need a center. I think that's what they – now everyone can
play the four,
play the three, Wade play the two.
Yeah.
And then if you allow Beasley to be off the bench, or if they draft a true scorer, nothing more but a scorer.
Yeah.
And let – excuse me – let LeBron – and do a subbing that actually puts LeBron and Wade on the bench at the same time.
Yeah,
you know, you can put Beasley in. I mean, you can put Bosh in or whatever. But let these guys with OKC did with Harden.
Yeah,
they would play him and KD, and then KD would sit and Harden just have to hope Harden would be the go to. I think that's what you need with Beasley. Let Beasley at least score. Forget, don't worry about his defense. Let him score and let LeBron rest. 82 season, man, is long.
Yeah, I agree. If anybody had any comments to this, call in. The number's 202-4904. That's 295-0904. I like the Beasley thing. You know, I'm a fan. So it is. To me, Spoelstra, what you're talking about, that's a situation. Spoelstra never really allowed his bench to shine to a point to expand his bench to a point so LeBron can get rest. He put so much pressure on LeBron to be great every night, to me, in my opinion.
Very true.
And even, you know, it was like, all right, well, we have to rest Dwayne Wade. So let's rest Dwayne Wade. So we're going to, by resting Dwayne Wade, LeBron, you got to do more work. You know what I mean? So to me, Spoelstra put so much pressure on LeBron and took advantage of, you know, all the skills that he had to a point where he's going to, you wear him down. I mean, even like, for instance, though it was a big game, it was the finals, LeBron cramping up. Like, the dude exerts so much energy, period. And especially in that type of condition. Like, he exerts so much energy on both sides of the court. You're talking about, like you said, Al, he defends five positions. Mm-hmm. You ask him to be the creator. He's everything. You know what I mean? Dwayne Wade is at a point in his career where he can't play every day or play. He can't log in X amount.
He can't play back-to-back.
Back-to-back or log in particular minutes like he used to. So you're putting so much pressure on LeBron. That's why, to me, in a regular season where it's important – you play your bench. You already know this team is probably the better team, especially in the Eastern Conference. Let's be real. Especially in the Eastern Conference, where your team is the dominant team. There's not a team that that's the time you're supposed to, period.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, Spo needs to rely on LeBron. I mean, that's the main fact. He needs to not rely on LeBron. He has to tell Chris Bosh he has to average 20 points per game.
Yeah.
He has to tell Chris Bosh, you know what, you have to be a bigger factor. He has to tell... Like, you might have the game. Like, because Bosh plays more than Wade.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to tell him. You got to tell Bosh, like, hey, you got to be more aggressive. Like, we're going to run actual plays for you. You know, continuously. Not just the further. Like, we're going to run plays for you. It's going to be pick and pop. You're going to jab. You're going to work from the elbow. Beasley getting the game. Hey, Beasley.
We just want you to score.
Beasley, we know that you're not the best defender. Okay, let's get past that. But we know that you're a scorer. You're a natural scorer.
Yeah, and is Ray Allen coming back?
They haven't said Ray Allen. I don't know if Ray Allen decided to retire or not.
Exactly. So I'm saying that's I don't know either.
But, see, but here's the thing, Ray. There's so many shooters in the league you can get, and one person I think they might get is the kid that used to play for the Knicks, Novak.
But now it's different though.
But now he's at Toronto, and he get no burn.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a Miami guy.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's not. You're not gonna get a Ray Allen.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to remember, Miami won without a Ray Allen.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Maddie with a Mike Miller, with a James Jones, a collector.
Of shooters.
So, yeah. I can see Miami getting a Novak, get another shooter that just quit on. He just can shoot.
Yeah.
And then when, if that person is off, what they do is plug another person in. But the problem is, what they're going to have a hard time filling, idiot.
Yeah, because
an undersized person, that's
what. And play with heart and do it for the team.
Do it for the team. And that's the issue. And that's what I'm saying, that the bench needs to be developed, because Battier in Miami, he's a natural three. But they've made him play the four.
You know, play like David West in the game.
Yeah, so you have to, you honestly have to like Ed Davis, bring back
and get a Melo. It'd be great because Melo can play. He's a versatile position.
Same thing like LeBron.
But yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like eventually, more. that's the thing because that's the same problem that LeBron will have.
So you don't think Melo's about winning a championship? Like Well, you just say like he can do it with another team like Chicago.
I don't think him not going to Miami is him saying I don't want to win a championship.
Got you.
I got him going to Houston saying I want to win a championship. Him going to Chicago.
I think Houston's a bad decision for him.
But Houston was a four seed, and Chicago was a one seed with Derrick Rose.
Healthy. Yeah, that's why.
Okay, with healthy. So let's say he's mid, right? I say there'll be a three seed, right? With mid.
Yeah.
With no Melo.
Yeah.
Put Melo on top. They could be 2-1.
Great. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
Houston was a four seed.
Yeah.
Okay. With no Melo.
Yeah.
Put Melo in Houston. They
have to be better, but it's harder.
It's hard because it's the West.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's better off being in Chicago.
No, absolutely. He's
better off being in Chicago.
I think every superstar is better off of being in the East.
Yeah, I agree.
In the East. So. But I think that if Melo goes to Chicago, hey, I actually have a real competition.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because Tibbs' defense, Tibbs a good coach. With Noah Hustle and his grittiness, and when he switched, for some reason he can stay in front of him. I don't get it, but he can. Now LeBron has to check Melo. Instead of he can't check D. Rose. I mean, so that means D. Rose is going to eat.
Because maybe
Shabazz can check him because he's quick. Shabazz is quick.
Noah's quick.
Noah's quick. Like
they go quick. Yeah.
It's just if they can't, you know, if Rose is too physical,
yeah, it's rap. Yeah.
Wade can't check him.
Chris Paul should be told like Chris Paul is quick. Mm-hmm. Rose gives him the business.
See, but here's the thing. Only good thing is that you don't know if Rose is gonna be as quick as he used to be.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only thing. Yeah,
you know, but you look at Wade can't check him.
You already know that.
You know, so but LeBron would be forced to check Melo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chicago already got defenders. They got Butler, who can check Wade.
Yeah.
You know. So, you look at Chicago, it's a good matchup.
Yeah. Dive into that real quick. We're talking about Chicago. You know, Melo met with Chicago today. Derrick Rose was in attendance.
Oh, he was?
Yeah,
he was in attendance. He finally did something.
Wow. He didn't say, well, I'm not going to market him. They said he was in attendance for the actual.
Finally. This dude was
something. He's on something else.
Yeah.
They say maybe because he's just shy or something. That he don't want to talk to me. But in reports that Chris Broussard said, from ESPN, Chris Broussard said that in the back channels that he wants Melo. Like he even talks about he wants Melo.
Only person I know that's recruiting from
is Noah. That's because Noah's hot. They said Melo, according to Rose's friends, he's been recruiting Melo. Like he wants Melo.
I mean, he should have been recruiting. Like, to be honest, Derrick Rose should have recruited DH when he had a chance.
Dwight Howard, yeah. He should have recruited Dwight Howard.
Yeah, like I'm sorry, like I don't even get that kid.
Yeah, that kid on some other stuff. But how do you think that duo would work if they are together? It would be great.
It'd be great. I think it'd be great because one, it would take so much pressure off Derrick Rose.
I know.
Because I'm the reason I say press because of his injury and his return back, it would take so much pressure on him. He can actually. He can regain his confidence at his speed.
Uh-huh.
Because if they don't get any other superstar, he's going to be in trouble. Derrick Rose is going to be in trouble because when he scores 15 points, they're going to say, oh, the injury.
Yeah.
But if Melo's there, they're not going to be worried about his injury. They're going to allow him to slowly get back to shape. And they don't have to force feed Rose.
Yeah.
Because you got to score, you know, in Melo. So, I mean, it's. Like I said, I think it's a good fit for him to go to the Bulls.
Uh-huh.
They're talking Houston, and he's meeting with Dallas also. I don't really – I get the Dallas is a good fit, but it's just Dallas, and Dallas don't market very well to me.
You talking Melo?
Yeah.
I don't think Dallas is a good fit. Yeah, I don't think Dallas is a good fit. You're not going to win championship in
Dallas. The only reason why I say it's decent because – Dirk and him to play different.
They do. No, I agree with what you're saying. But there's no champion. I don't see a championship there.
I agree, but I just look at it like, you know, for Melo, it works.
Yeah,
you
know? I think Melo's at a point in time, Melo to me wants to dodge this, he wants to get away from this whole, like, folks, like, he's not a superstar anymore. Like, he's not a superstar. Mm-hmm. He's just a scorer. I think differently. I think Melo is a superstar. But it's just
patient. I see. But then look at this then. But then why is he entertaining L.A.?
Huh?
Why entertain the Lakers?
They say he's not really entertaining that much.
He's meeting with the Lakers.
No, he's meeting, but that's not really entertaining.
That's entertaining.
They said, like, according to what I was reading, yeah, like, the Lakers have no chance in hell compared to everybody else.
Okay, I'm going
to
say this again. When you meet with the organization, you have a chance.
You have a legitimate chance?
What I'm saying is, if you're talking about that, he would not meet with the Lakers.
Oh, he's not. He's going to meet with the Lakers because the Lakers do have money, and it is the
Clippers,
LA.
The Clippers have money.
They don't got Melo money.
You know what?
They don't got Melo money. Not Melo money.
No, they're supposed to trade.
They have to trade to get Melo money.
Yeah, that's my main team that doesn't have to trade is the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm saying you want it.
But what I'm saying is they're going to go after Melo, they're going to do a sign and trade.
Because not these teams that he's meeting.
He wants max money.
He can get max in Chicago without signing a trade. They can amnesty Boozer.
Yeah, that's not max. You know what, max sign with your organization.
Yeah, you want to resign money. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
He ain't going to get that.
Yeah, he is. New York. Let me tell you something.
He promised New York that?
No, he's not promising New York, but New York, it benefits New York.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, what happens is New York gets something because they're going to lose everything.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
So what they're going to get is a lot of and they're going to probably get Boozer, and they're going to amnesty Boozer. Okay?
Yeah.
So it actually works for them.
Yeah, it does.
That's what they naturally do. But it's one team sneaking up that has the cap room, and they want to get Melo and LeBron. Can you guess what team it's
not LA?
And it's not the Lakers.
It's a good.
Can you just guess? I give you two guesses.
The Wizards?
Okay, that's one guess.
Golden State?
Nope. The Phoenix Suns.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Yes, you heard.
The
yeah.
Phoenix Suns. I heard about Mello it. Oh,
hey, I heard
LeBron.
About that. I take that back. I have heard
and
it.
And I said, wow. I didn't see that coming.
So if I'm LeBron, I would entertain it.
No one has to talk to him.
Yeah, I would entertain it.
I would entertain it.
I would entertain it because you got young pieces. You do got young pieces.
The only thing is Bledsoe's a free agent, restricted free agent.
He's balling.
Yeah, I don't know what Dragic is year-wise.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but Dragic is balling. Dragic is the one that truly cares.
And Gerald Green.
Gerald Green had a real good year. He's free agent. Free agent?
Yeah, free agent.
Oh, he getting paid. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
I thought he was still on contract.
I think he's restricted free agent. But, like, I saw that, I was like.
They still with a Plumlee, right?
But, yeah.
They got Plumlee.
But listen, these are the only two. It's only team that I heard going after both. Every other is going after. And Paul Gasol.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he's rumored to go to Phoenix. He's also rumored, like, Miami might have some.
Yeah, I would too.
See, and that's another thing.
That's a good pick. That'd be good. That, yeah.
Great fit.
Great fit.
And that's what I'm saying. Miami needs a center. I mean, yeah.
Bosch, Gasol. Maybe some soft, charming folks, but it's still good, though.
But Gasol gets rebounds.
Yeah. Boston don't get rebounds anymore.
Nope, not at all.
That's crazy. He used to be a good rebounder in Toronto.
Not at all. But I really would like Miami. I really like Miami because it's going to be cheap.
Athletic, young.
Block shot, rebound. Can run up and down the court.
And finish.
And they don't have to work. He's not going to be like, I don't get enough touches.
Yeah.
Work. He's going to do the work because they said Birdman, they don't afford him anymore.
Birdman's done. I don't think they really can even afford him if they wanted to.
No, they said they can afford him. So then you got to look at it. You need two centers.
Mm-hmm.
So you need one center. You have to pay decently.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pay one for cheap.
Yeah.
You re-sign Odom or you bring back, or you try to get Bynum.
You re-sign Odom? No, I'm not
getting Bynum. You think Bynum's done for the NBA?
Bynum's done.
You think he's blackballed?
No, Bynum's done.
You can't teach 7 foot.
No, he done.
He blackballed?
He blackballed and he's just not. I think he's even worse off than Greg Oden.
No. I mean, someone give him a chance. They get Greg Oden a chance.
Yeah.
He's
blackballed.
He has to be blackballed. I'm not talking about how.
He's blackballed. It's a double stabbing. Ah, in my face.
I think he has to be. He's blackballed.
And he's injury prone. That's like, at least Greg Oden was a nice guy. He had that going for him. You know what I mean? He was a nice guy. This dude was a jerk and he's got bad health. Oh, yeah. He's blackballed. You're right, because Greg Oden getting like 80 different, he gets 80 chances. You know what I mean? I totally agree. But he's a nice guy, and people feel bad for Greg Oden. People don't feel bad for Andrew Bynum.
Not at all.
They don't feel bad for him at all. To the Lakers, former team. The Lakers were contacting, you mentioned this, you mentioned Pau Gasol. They contacted Pau Gasol, Bosch, LeBron, Melo, Parsons. They like contacted everybody. Name a few. To me, has the Lakers lost their allure like it used to be? Like, people used to want to come to L.A. They want to play in L.A. People want, they meet with L.A., but they don't take L.A. seriously.
Well,
have they lost that it?
Because they're in the number two L.A. team.
Yeah, the number two.
Number two L.A. team. So, Kerr is.
Here you go.
The Lakers are going to have to take a down year. Mm-hmm. By taking a down year, you will have to let go of Kobe. But I know it's not going to happen. But you will have to, rebuild. Really have to rebuild. Yeah. And I think the Lakers have to wait for Rock and KD. I mean, I think KD's contract's before Russell.
Yeah.
So, like, that target will have to be who you want, be a marquee team. But what the Lakers will need is some young pieces to the. So that's why I say.
Julius Randle, they just drafted.
Yeah, they got Julius Randle. But that's why I say, like, if only that can come to L.A. on a serious tip is actually, it's actually two people. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love.
I think Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love. Home,
they don't know how the Lakers are. So that's what I'm saying, how they are. I think KD, they have to be good.
Yeah.
You know, but Russell and Love will go regardless. And I think if Minnesota does not trade Love, and before the season starts, he's going to get traded. Before the trade deadline,
yeah, I agree.
Just for that playoff push.
Yeah,
and then after that playoff push is over, he will be going to the Lakers.
You feel like the Lakers is definitely his destination.
Absolutely.
If he
team does get him before the season starts, because if a team gets him before the season starts, that means he's going to sign an extension.
I think Golden State can get him, and he would sign the extension.
That's what I'm saying. If the trade occurs during the trade deadline, team is just borrowing him.
Okay, I got all right. You.
Just like
what happened with
it was supposed to happen with Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, you're right.
When he was in
Cleveland. Dwight Howard's basically the same. He only had 1 year, right?
No, he signed. He picked up an option.
Okay, that's right. They one more year. Okay.
Yeah, but no, Amari was supposed to go to Cleveland. Happened for 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, so
Amari Stoudemire. Do you play for Cleveland? He was supposed to. He traded. Yeah, he's yeah. Right.
And you just got to take that.
Yeah.
You need to take that.
You're right.
So if they do that, I can see Love next year going to. So now, Love goes next year. Kobe should be, declining, but Kobe should still be a decent player.
Yeah.
So now you got Love, Kobe, and Randall.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice.
Decent enough.
Now what happens is in 2 years after that or something like that.
And then you're building something else.
And then now
you build something special.
You're like, okay, you know, the rumor is KD wants to get an OKC.
Really want to?
Is that a rumor? I mean, this is local rumors.
Oh, okay. You know?
Then you have Westbrook leaving. Or they gonna? Or you just had enough of saying, you know what, Westbrook can't. You can't win with Westbrook. You trade him. Do probably a 3-way trade because you know you got to guarantee Westbrook to sign. And Westbrook's an LA kid. Boom. You got Love and Westbrook playing together again.
I posed this question on Facebook. On Facebook, there was a Lakers page. So my man Richard, I can't say his Richard what? Cesaris, yes, Richard Cesaris. In my opinion, yes. He said it has to. It has changed. There are several reasons why. I think some players would think twice. The Lakers won. Jerry Buss' death and Buss taking over the Lakers. Poor decisions to might have created a big question on the players' minds whether the son can run the organization successfully as his father did. Whether can go chips with Jim Buss running the show. Two, Dwight Howard's departure from the team and the image that the media created towards playing with Kobe Bryant. Kobe's relationship with Dwight has been aggravated and exaggerated by the past several years, thus creating the notion that Kobe is a guy that is hard to play with. Players thinking of signing with the purple and gold, might be deterred by that. Three, the roster have now doesn't show any signs that the team will be a contender next year, having only Kobe, Nash, Zachary, and team with.
Well, is Nash on the roster?
Yeah, he's on the roster. with two aging and injury-prone stars leading the way for L.A., players like James and Carmelo might doubt their chances of winning the old-timers.
You really sure? Nash is
he is on the roster. I know that for a fact. I do know that for a fact.
That guy stole.
Yeah. Kobe hasn't been exaggerated who to, of playing with. I think that is. It's an individual. He's an alpha dog. He wants to be alpha dog. So it's hard to play with an individual who wants to be alpha dog when players are better. Players at that point are the stars of that team. You're older. It's time to lead. Let the younger players lead the way. If you do that, it's shown in history that your team can win. David Robinson did. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did. When you're skilled, you don't try to say, okay, I'm still the man of the team. Y'all still the man. Thanks, Shan. We're real dry. I appreciate it. Dang. All right. I mean, when Kobe Bryant is like obviously in an older age, he has to let the young guys take over.
Absolutely.
So to me, that's on Kobe. That's not. I appreciate the come Kobe. Kobe is a big reason why players don't want to come to LA. We're dry though. You think we're dry, Al? We're dry. You agree?
I mean, I think we're stating facts. And for someone as with limited mind as her, wouldn't understand something like that. But poor child, you know, poor child.
Do you want to add to that?
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree. I mean, I think the Lakers have lost so much because of it's hard to play with them. A superstar like Gasol's not a superstar.
Yeah,
you know, so. He was okay, but you can see, like, DH, he went there, and there's rumors that he went to I want Kobe to look, I want to be known that it's my team.
Yeah.
You know, and Kobe was like, nah, it ain't. So why would Melo want to go there?
Why would LeBron want to go there?
Honestly speaking, I don't think it would fit
with Kobe. Of course not.
I think Dirk agent. I think Dirk is a better fit. I think if you say Dirk is going there, great fit.
That's a great fit.
You know, but I don't think someone that's playing that plays a position is a good fit for him. Let's go for half of the year or something.
I agree. I don't think Kobe Bryant stated himself, to be honest with you. He said it, you know, he don't want to be a guy that's going to average, you know, 18 points a game. You know,
he said that?
Yeah, he said that, tough. You know, as an agent. Like, I'm not going, when I leave this game, I'm not going to be in here just averaging 18. I'm going to be a guy who averages, you know, I like to still be averaging 25, whatever. He says, you know, you see these players, you know, down their career, they're only averaging like 15. He said, I'm not going to be that guy. So if you're not going to be that guy and you want a Melo, you want LeBron to team up with you to have a chance to win a sixth championship, then if you're going to still try to score 25 a game and think you're going to win, especially in the West.
Well, I think with LeBron, he probably can't score 25.
No, he can with LeBron because LeBron, obviously, he's not a selfish ball player.
I think he could, but I just don't see. I just think his ego won't allow LeBron to come
at him. Yeah, because LeBron knows that he needs the ball in his hand. LeBron needs to be the guy that sets everything up.
Yeah, but I don't think. It's not even. I just don't think. Like, I think Kobe would allow Melo because Kobe knows that he's over Melo.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Like,
LeBron is the star of basketball.
Yeah, but this is how you know LeBron's ahead of Kobe. Nike.
Yeah.
Nike only have three superstars. Not Team Jordan, but Nike.
Yeah.
Only has three superstars that has shoes. And that is LeBron, Kobe, and KD.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one poster, one thing I saw is that they have LeBron ahead and Kobe and KD to the side.
So, oh, for real?
Yeah. So LeBron is the marquee person for Nike. And Kobe knows that LeBron is a marquee person in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe don't want LeBron. Kobe will take money because everyone's still going to say it's Kobe's team.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, it's time for a commercial break. When we get back from break, we'll recap the NBA draft, some of our likes and dislikes of it, and even to see if maybe Embiid should sit out the whole season. Anyways, the Urban Sports saying, for ages, ya dick.
I hate that thing.
Ya dick.
I hate that thing.
Doses.
Hey, cut me off.
Morning, it's me, Magic Johnson here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal, so I'm hot today. Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well. School got me to where I am today, so be there every single day, and of course, give it your best shot.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Hey.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Yeah.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Hey.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Yeah. coming live from the VIP. Life lost life when I dead in the state. Wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed. Heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip and shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now. Raws don't even know how to act now. Hit the club strip before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button to let them down. I'm on the road doing shack down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chat Town.
Bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl telling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back gate yelling.
Bring them out,
bring them out. I'm another southern rapper hooded in this. I got rich and I'm still in a week. You be rapping by blow. I don't move in the brick. Talking, I was doing it brick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool out of the news headlines and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's clear to see the time. I cop the throne down hard, talk career with a shine. I got some time, there ain't nothing. I get better with time. Who got a flow in a live show?
We're back from commercial break. All right, the draft. Al was right. Jabari Parker basically forced his way out of Cleveland to Milwaukee. Thoughts of the NBA draft?
It was indeed going to Philly. I don't understand it, but Philly's stupid.
We'll talk about that too. I got a topic for that. I got something for that one. That one annoyed
that's
me too.
That's the only one that really surprised me.
Because they got Noel, right?
Yeah, they got the same player.
Nah,
I mean not the same player, but same.
Noel
same,
is
same position.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, I think Noel can play the four. I think he can play the four. I think he can play the four. Noel to me isn't that. He's not big enough. Anybody to move.
I mean, if you're a four, I mean, if you got a shot blocker, post up player, a center.
Yeah,
your four got to be a stretch.
In today's NBA,
your four got to knock down some shots.
But Embiid can knock down some shots, outside shots.
Yeah, outside shots. So then, what's Noel going to do? Noel can't even post up.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's a shot blocker. He's an athletic wonder. He can run the floor.
Okay, all
right. I know he can't even run the floor.
I'm just saying.
But we'll get into that. Other than that, like some, you know, what are some of the things that stood out to you in the draft? I know
Chicago really went after.
I told you
the Caucasian sensation.
I told you. You thought I told you I wasn't lying.
I just didn't know it was going to go that hard for him.
Yeah, they believe in him. I think because it's the faith of Thibodeau. Thibodeau's a great coach, and he's a system coach. Chicago runs a system style. And having McDermott, who, you know, to me is a guy who was coached well by the son of a coach. He's coached well. So, talk to me.
I mean, I think McDermott's going to be good if he comes off the bench.
I think he'll be good as a starter. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people, like, I think McDermott's better than Jimmy Butler.
I think Jimmy Butler fits him better. The reason why.
He's a defender. Yeah, that's only it.
The reason why is that with Chicago's roster, they struggle when they put in the bench. Only if you like Ty Gibson, you know, but. I think they need to score
off
the bench. You know
what? I take that back. He should play on the bench.
Yeah, he should just come off.
Because Todd Gibson is a starter. I think McDermott, to me, is a four and a three.
Oh, McDermott's a three. He can't play the four in the NBA. Not even close.
The stretch four. You make it sound like today's four.
I think he's a three. I think he's just a legit.
Fast enough to play the three.
He's big enough to play the four.
He played the.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he did. Seriously.
He's like, okay.
He's a four.
Okay.
The other guy, the three, was the guy who knocked down all the threes.
His height is what, 6'7"?
6'8", right? He's about 6'8".
I think it's 6'7". I don't think 6'8".
McDermott can play the four.
You
looked
that up,
NBA.
You looked that up, buddy.
I'm about to look
buddy
look
boy.
That. But McDermott can play the four.
He's not in Thibodeau's defense.
You said.
Not in Thibodeau's defense.
According to you. You told me we had to discuss.
Not in Thibodeau.
He drops buckets. You told me,
McDermott
like.
He drops buckets.
He'll get an opportunity, which is cool. He'll get the opportunity to drop.
Good opportunity coming off the bench. I think he'll be a great coming off the bench and light him up. And then, but I think he should come off the bench.
I mean, if he has to play all I know is if he has to play the four, he should come off the bench. He should come off the bench. Play the four. It's the four. He can come off the bench. He has to play three. He should start. If he can play the three, he should start. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
Let me say it again.
If Doug McDermott plays the three, he should start.
If he come off the bench, because Todd Gibson deserves to be the starter, hands down.
Hands down, man down. That's what they say.
You trying to spice the show because Chance Taylor's dull or something?
I am.
I can tell.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm a realist, my dude.
You are.
I'm a realist. The show.
I can tell.
Shit, it was sus. I'm like, okay. Oh, what do you feel about your boy getting axed?
Who?
Nelson.
Nelson.
Yeah, Jabari. I mean,
Jabari Nelson got cut.
Yeah, you know that.
He got cut.
You don't follow very well. Yeah.
Nah, he got cut. Yeah, he's going to Miami. See, that's a good one for Miami.
Nah, they got because they drafted. They got the dude Peyton. The point guard from Louisiana, Lafayette.
Oh, yeah.
And number 10 from Philly. That's part of the draft. That's why they traded up to ask him.
But I mean, he's going to Miami. What are you talking about?
But I wouldn't pick him up.
Over who?
I'll let Sabazz start over him.
Jameer Nelson gets buckets.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I let Sabazz. I mean, you already got 2 point guards.
I mean, I'm taking Sabazz. Once you get Sabazz, I'm not playing. I'm starting Sabazz. I'm hot.
Who you think is still? We're talking about the draft. Who you think is still?
He's in the second round. Like early is like that to me. New York. I don't know how he's in the second round.
Who did he go to?
The Knicks.
They went to the Knicks.
Yeah, I don't know how he went to the second.
I'm gonna give you a second round still.
Go ahead.
It ain't him.
Go ahead.
It's my boy, Joe Harris.
Joe Harris from
Virginia. Yeah, he's going.
You like
that boy? Can play. Your boy can play. He
I know he fried in Virginia. I know he fried. Yeah,
he play. He going. Play for Cleveland. Going to Cleveland. I think he's really, really good.
From what he did against Kentucky, I really like that he has like versatility in his game. He got the triple threat. He got jabs. He had a triple threat jab series. He has more range than people. Things.
He's a good player. I'm just saying that's my still. Who do you think is still in the first round?
In the first round?
Yeah. It could be lottery. Just still.
I like the dude. I'm a fan of the dude from what's the dude? What's it? The score.
NC State.
NC State. I'm sorry. NC State. I like him.
T.J. Warren.
I like T.J. Warren.
Phoenix.
Yeah, I like T.J. Warren. I think
he can score buckets. He can. Let me tell you my still.
Go ahead.
Alright. Spurs did it again.
Collinson from
UCLA.
Not the point guard.
Yep. Point forward.
Point guard from
point forward. Point forward. He didn't start at a point. Point forward. Kyle Anderson. But
that's what he is to me. Yes. The point guard.
Yeah. 6'9". Still. 6'8", 6'9", I think. Still the draft.
They got Collinson. That is still the draft. That is still the draft. Hands. He can shoot too.
Yep. Oh. That's what they got. They know how to draft. San Antonio. Let me tell you something about San Antonio.
Go ahead.
They ain't looking for no glamour player.
They look for guys.
They don't look for no glamour player. I mean, Duncan's not even a glamour player.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look for no highlight reel. They look for basketball. Okay, that's what the San Antonio Spurs are, a basketball team. I think there was a stat last year. I mean, this year, last year, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Had the least amount of alley-oops, least amount of dunks.
McDermott 6'7".
Yeah.
That's like a 3.
Is it really? I'm with you, fellas, ladies, and gents. Talking about basketball, you're talking to me. Okay, you're talking about baseball, you're talking to him.
Football, you're talking to me.
You talking about football? You're talking about American football? You're talking to me. You're talking about soccer?
Basketball?
You're talking about soccer?
You ain't talking to me.
You're talking to soccer? You ain't talking to him. All right.
You talk football? You're talking to me. I know that.
You ain't talking, man. Let's be real. You're talking football?
Talk football? You're talking to me. I'll tell you something. You'll be like, oh, that happened? Yeah, I'm serious. You're talking to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the Redskins, that's what it happens all the time.
Listen.
It happens all the time.
Let's do something. Go to episode 17.
You weren't even on episode 7.
That's how it was messed up. You see what I'm talking about? Like,
this dude don't know nothing.
Episode 17.
This dude doesn't was know like, nothing.
I had a fan call me, right?
Would a fan call you?
Yeah. They
Who called you?
Me. I can't disclose.
All you do is lie.
Not even called, but you know, not called.
You exaggerate too
much. So I had a fan call me, right? And it was like, what happened? What you talking? And it was like, man, that jump with y'all lame. And I was like, what you mean? It was like, I didn't hear you. And I was like, true. They was like, ain't nothing without you. And I was like, you know what? I try to hold my brother down, but you're right. He ain't nothing without me. He a sucker. He a square. He lame. And it was like, true. So I think episode 18, I was on that joint. And he's like, okay. He back at it.
You wasn't on 18 either.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay, maybe it was 19. I can't tell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you had so many of them, I can't tell. But I just know they asked about me. So dude's drinking Gatorade in this hot. Hey, Youngs, please pass the squid. Don't even kid yourself, homie. I keep on talking.
I just wanted to hear him talk about nothing. That's how my brother rolls. He's just a little tirade, and he's not. There's nothing factual about anything at all. Other than him being actually funny. He is a funny individual, but that's nothing fact. There's nothing factual in that statement at all.
How you talking, babe?
You know what I mean? At all. Dang, I can't believe Jameer Nelson got released.
Yeah, he got released. He deserved
sucks.
It.
That sucks.
He deserved it.
Who's my other steal in the draft? Obviously, it's Doug McDermott.
I don't think he's a steal, though, but all right, go ahead. He was drafted where he was supposed to be. That's what I'm saying.
True. Well, he got traded. He got drafted where he was supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying. Who do you think slipped? Let's go with that.
Early slipped. I think that was dumb.
Ken, don't say early. You got to say someone else. Say someone else.
Okay. Who was going to slip?
Who you think he slipped, or who you think was a reach?
A reach?
So let's go with slip first. We'll go with slip.
Can't think of who slipped. No. To me, a reach. I think I'll tell you a dumb pick that I don't get. I mean, I don't get Boston drafting Marcus Smart.
That's a reach.
That's a reach. Yeah, I didn't get that. That's a reach. I think Mark, to be honest with you, this is my opinion. You get Marcus Smart planning to trade Rondo down the road.
They said they might move, play both of them at the same time.
I think that's dumb. That's just dumb.
I ain't get that either. I thought my reach was Adrian Payne from Michigan State.
I like Payne.
I don't.
I like Payne.
I don't, man.
That's probably, actually, that's one of my sleepers. I like Payne. I think Payne is like
15,
that.
I ain't such
like, you mean like he's after he can shoot? I like Payne. I think Payne is like that.
I think a person.
He had a real good game, too, in the 30, 40 points.
And here's one of my.
I think Jabbar. Actually, I think you know what Wiggins is a stretch.
You know what bumped that? Stretch. It's Michigan dude, Mitch McGray.
Yeah, that's it. Stretch. Yeah, because they actually drafted. He's
drafted by OKC.
Steve. That was a big stretch.
In the first round.
In the first round. Being a first round. He got drafted over Glenn Robinson Jr.
Yeah, Glenn Robinson.
I'm sorry, that's my sleeper. Glenn Robinson Jr. He don't get aggressive. He got so much game.
He's not aggressive.
He don't got a dog in him, but he has so much game.
You know, nothing confused me was Phoenix getting Tyler Ennis.
Yeah, because they had too many point guards.
I ain't get it. But I think when he did that, I was like, wait a minute, is Bledsoe not?
Bledsoe ball when he was there for a second.
I'm just trying to figure that out. I mean, but then you got to also realize they never had a back.
I thought it was a stretch. I ain't gonna lie.
Who?
I'm not a believer in him. Excellent. Like the fifth.
I think you watched him play, though.
I don't care.
You didn't watch him play.
I didn't see him play. I'm not going to lie. He's stretched to me because I'm sick of European players being that high, and they always stuck.
I think it's a bad pick. I think it's a big bust. I think that's going to be a bust.
I think Eric Gordon's going to be okay. I think he's going to fit
his style. Who do you think? Top.
I'm going to be a bust.
Who's the bust? Let's top see. 10.
Excellent.
Okay, and you're clearly wrong. Eric Gordon would be the bust. Who is the?
You're wrong. Because you said
remember what I said when we talk about basketball.
No, we talking basketball.
Matt, call you baby boy.
I got this.
Baby boy blue.
I got this.
Baby boy blue.
I got this. Oda Levato. I got this.
Dude, never talked to Spanish for the day in his life.
Not I do. I have your friend Tony.
See, when you say one person, that means you're racist. I need you to see, and I set you up.
I'm not a racist.
It's just like white person said. Just like white person said. I got black friends.
I got a black friend.
Pure racist. That was a setup. Like, and you fell for it. These kids.
I am not a racist at all. I am not a racist.
I hear you talking big.
I believe in all people.
I don't.
See, exactly.
That's what I mean. I'm not a racist. I don't believe in everyone.
Oh, okay.
I think everyone can fail you at the same time.
That's true.
All right.
Because you would fail me a number of times. All right, come on.
That's so rude. The things I do for this color, folk.
See?
Who's the MVP?
MVP?
Rookie MVP.
Rookie MVP. Rookie of the year.
Jabari
Parker to me. Jabari Parker.
I'm like, what do you have to say for?
Jabari Parker. You know I'm a big Jabari Parker.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you have to say for? Jabari Parker is going to a team that he's gonna shoot 20 times a game.
He don't get what he wants.
Yeah, they're probably going to trade Melo. I mean, Mayo.
They got to trade Mayo because he'll be bad for him.
Yeah, bad for him.
Same thing with Ricky Davis and LeBron.
They let Ricky play for him a little bit.
Yeah, when they saw what they thought was going to happen.
Yeah, it happened.
Who do you think is going to say? Who's going to be like the best pick in the second round, though? Like the
best pick in the second round?
Like the players on Friday. Now, like Gilbert Arenas was that dude. Like
I mean, so the sleeper in the second round.
That sleeper, I feel like a guy who's going to be playing like wasn't Chandler Parsons a second round pick?
Yeah, he was.
Say something like that. You know what I mean?
I think I said it. Joe Harris.
You think Joe Harris going to be that dude?
Funny thing is, I think Joe Harris is going to start.
For Cleveland,
yeah, I think they're gonna put my man
Waiters
on a bench. I think they're just gonna do it and say, you know what, you cannot play with Kyrie, you can't.
I don't know about
No. This is what I'm saying, and I'm not saying Joe Harris is going to finish games. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like how OKC starts. Pronounce his name. Okay. Stepolosis.
They benched that dude. But
they started him
defense.
Then Harding. But I think Joe Harris is just a better fit for Kyrie.
I can't believe San Antonio got Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, they got him.
That is so like that. Right. They are so greedy. Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. The best, who is the potential, if he gets to start as a rookie, like Shabazz Napier is going to be like that. Like, I'm sorry. I forgot about Shabazz.
He can't be a rookie with a team.
I know.
let's not kid ourseles now.
Shabazz is going to be like
so,
that.
How can he be like?
I
don't even know how that's possible.
He's gonna be like that. He's gonna have Danes where he just goes off.
If
rest LeBron, they may be able to rest LeBron.
Let me tell you something. If that's the case, like that means, nah, he can't. He can't. Honestly.
Yeah, I know.
He really can't.
All academically, in terms of stats.
Yeah, he really can't. He can't even lead the team in assists.
Yeah, he can't. LeBron won't ball his hands as much.
No, LeBron wants the ball in hands a lot. He does defense like that.
But he said he wants Shabazz. Well, all right, this thing, he's bad. Like, to me, by Miami going after Shabazz that hard and doing what they did trade up to get him. They did trade whatever to get him. That shows me during the exit interview with LeBron James, he said something to Pat Riley. Like, this dude better be on my squad.
This is what I'm saying. All right. Who starts, Shabazz or Norris Cole?
Oh, I think Shabazz.
From day one.
From day one? I think Shabazz.
Think so?
I think Shabazz.
I think
LeBron did this.
I think
put it this way, whatever LeBron wants, he's going down.
I think Norris Cole is going to start. And let's say Shabazz starts, right?
Yeah.
Mario Chalmers, when he played with them, he averaged maybe about 11 shots per game.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a more selfish player than Shabazz.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm just saying he's a more selfish player.
Okay.
Okay, so I think he shot like 11 or 12 points per 11 to 12 times per game. Stole the ball a lot.
Shabazz stole the ball too.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is where I think that they're almost the same. Norris Cole stole the ball. When Mario Chalmers, when they inbound the ball, Mario away.
Yeah.
LeBron will roll away. And Norris Cole didn't take really bad. He just waved him away.
Yeah.
So okay. I think he likes Shabazz. Yeah, I think he likes Shabazz, but that's not going to change LeBron's offensive game.
I think LeBron will see it. It may be different. Because when you play with somebody, it's totally different in Washington.
Yeah, I just think, like, Shabazz, I think if, unless Bo benches LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. You don't got to bench Bosh because Bosh is not aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Then
Shabazz can get out.
Then Shabazz can get out.
I think, but this is my thing. I think Spo's going to learn. After watching,
I don't think Spo can learn.
Okay.
I don't think he can learn because he didn't learn that he needed to play Beasley in the finals.
True.
He didn't learn that he didn't need to dress Tony Douglas.
So dumb.
So no, he's not.
He should at least played what's name, Greg Odom a couple minutes.
Like when San Antonio made the adjustment and started D, and
you should adjust it,
and it worked.
You should adjust.
The Heat needed to come back and like, why did it take him so long to play Has?
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
It always goes back. But
it does because he does a substitution.
Yeah, that's true. It always goes back. Oh, my man Nick Stauskas. That's my dude from Sacramento.
I don't think he's that good.
Good.
I don't think he's that good. That's one dude I've never been.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's going to handle shoot.
I was waiting for you to bring him up.
That dude is like that.
I don't think he's that good. And plus, he's going to a team that's not even. That team fails everyone.
Sacramento does fail everybody.
Everyone.
Could he start Sacramento?
Why couldn't he? I mean, Isaiah is gone. He's a restricted free agent.
He's restricted. They're going to resign him.
No, they're talking about they're not.
But who's the point guard, the backup point guard? Because Isaiah Thomas only actually played well for him, to be honest with you.
Sacramento got a point guard?
Huh?
Sacramento picked up a point guard, I believe.
Did they really? You mean a draft?
I thought they did.
Nick Stauskas is the pick, their pick.
Yeah, that's the pick. But who else?
You talking about the second round, probably?
No.
They had two picks?
No, who did they have last year?
I don't remember.
They got
Macklemore.
See, in the same position as
As what's his name?
That's what I'm saying. They just suck.
Stauskas is 6'7", actually.
You got Rudy Gay at three.
Never mind. He's on the bench.
Yeah. Rudy Gay at three.
Or Stauskas. Or it's between Macklemore.
That's what I'm saying. They're bad. I'm trying, they wrong player. I'm sorry. They were supposed to trade. No, they did. Who was supposed to get? No, they supposed to get John Smith.
Who, Sacramento?
Yeah, supposed to get John Smith. Good. I don't know. Did that trade go through?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I ain't seen that. I don't see the trade. Board. No.
They're supposed to get him. They're working on it.
I wish they did do it. I will from Detroit. He needs to leave.
I mean, you go to San Antonio. I mean, you go to Sacramento, and that's a waste.
Yeah, for him, he's a waste of a ball player.
Look, Sacramento. Who's the Suns? You got
Cousins. You got
what's that dude? Thompson.
I like Thompson. Dave Thompson, right?
Yeah, Thompson. You got
Macklemore.
You got Mac. You got no. You got Gay at the three.
You got Gay players.
No. Order.
Go order.
Then you got Macklemore at the two. Who's supposed to be the two. You got Isaiah Thomas at the one. Like you look at the team.
You can't win with that. I think you can win.
That's what I'm saying. They're bad, but they're bad though.
I don't know how they because that stems from your. I'm sorry.
Honestly, like
I'm sorry, Cousins.
You know what? Lakers need to go after Cousins.
If
I was the Lakers, I'd trade.
I go after him.
If I was like, I'll trade Randall. I'll trade Randall for Cousins.
The Lakers are desperate. They should go after Cousins.
Yeah, I'll trade.
They should, but he would ruin that franchise too. He's just a bad person. He's just a bad person.
But what I'm saying, I think that's the person I think Kobe can handle. I'm be real. I mean, I'm not Kobe.
Think Kobe
fan.
Can handle Cousins? I don't think anybody can handle Cousins.
Yeah, I think he can.
I don't think Kobe can handle Cousins.
I think
punch him in the face.
No, I think Cousins will respect Kobe. Honestly, I think Cousins will respect Kobe.
We'll see. Hasn't respected anybody yet.
Absolutely. I mean, you're right, but I just think they can.
What makes you think that though? Because Kobe's a vet, that makes you think that. I mean, what makes you think that he will respect Kobe Bryant?
I just think. I mean, because he's a vet, and I think You can't disrespect Kobe and the Lakers. You can't. I'm not going to lie. You can't.
L.A. boy?
He's a Midwest.
He's a Midwest boy.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, that's the reason. I just think so. And second, McCullen. I like him.
Oh, yeah. The guy from, wasn't he with, I'm thinking about Portland.
Ray McCullen. He played for his father in Detroit.
Oh, okay. All right, you were talking about Embiid, so let's talk about him real quick. To sit him for the whole year, do that, he had that, that leg injury. Should they just sit him for the whole year? And knowing that you have
Noel.
Pass me my Gatorade. I'm sorry.
Sure. Who's ESPN? I'm going to say Chad Ford. Yeah, Chad Ford said Philadelphia 76ers are on the clock for the number one pick for the dude that's going to Duke, the center.
The center for Duke?
Yeah. Okay,
another center?
Duke got the number one player. Damn, it's Okafor. Yeah, dude named Okafor.
Oh, he's Nigerian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nigerian rules of the world.
They said, he put it on Twitter, he said Tank. Philly on the season for Tank. Other center? It wouldn't surprise me. Philly, dumb team.
I hope they don't.
Philly, I mean, they are. Look.
Do you think they should, but go back to the question, sit him?
No.
So they should play him when he comes
back? Yeah, because you wouldn't? Not after.
I mean, it's too risky. And the stress.
I guess you sit him and you sit Noel. But, they got worse.
I mean, you got Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah.
You got Noel now. I mean, Noel's not that good to me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Noel. You got Embiid. I think Embiid's going to be if Embiid in 4 years, barring any injury, Embiid's going to be a top player in the league.
I mean, who did Philly? Philly traded and they got the dude from they got horrible players. They got a dude from
horrible players. Croatia.
Croatia, yeah. And they said no one knows this dude. He's not going to even play this year. He's not going to play this year. And they said this dude is like that's the reach. That's the horrible dude.
Yeah.
Like it's like when the Charlotte Bobcats the dude was horrible.
From the Congo.
I swear, when you get one good player from a country, you think everyone's good.
About Shabaka.
Yeah,
Serge messed up the rest of the
world. That dude is horrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah, who the what fit this guy?
Who is this guy? I will not downplay anybody from Africa, but yes, he was horrible. Was a shot blocker. Mike Kabongo. Wasn't that Kabongo? I can't think of nothing. I'm thinking of the point guard. What was the center's name from Charlotte? I mean,
Bembuku or something. Bembuku or something like that. He's a bum. You see,
we're like,
I make fun of a bum. That's right. Nah, well, you suck. I got to pretend for.
Yeah.
He's a bum.
But you did like Embiid, though, in college, though, when he played.
Oh, yeah, no. Embiid is better than Wiggins.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, Wiggins even knew that.
Yeah, Wiggins knew that.
He deferred to him.
Yeah.
That's the reason why Wiggins became decent.
Because Embiid got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally
agree. Because Embiid's stock was dropping. Wiggins' stock was dropping.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Then all of a sudden, boom. He got lucky.
So you think, how good is he when he gets healthy?
Oh, they got just a good pick.
Jeremy Grant played for Syracuse?
Yeah.
He came out?
Yeah, he came out.
Good God.
Yeah, he came out.
Philly got Jeremy Grant?
Yeah, Philly got him.
Jeremy Grant ain't that good. He's okay.
He's a good pick, boy.
Harvey Grant's okay. I should call him Horace Grant's nephew's okay.
Some people. Jabas.
Hey, you got something to say before we close?
I want to say, everyone, I miss you and you miss me too. So when you look in the sky, think as I shine. Little freestyle from the I can't give you that because I'm make cursing and he starts crying like a little girl. He's a girl. Goodbye.
Okay. To listen to our show, visit our official website.
I'm thinking about me.
It's www.wallio.podbean.com. Wallio is spelled WALEO. Podbean is spelled PODBEAN. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Pleasure having King Gal on the show.
Let me tell you something. Wait.
I'll say now.
This is what you brotherly love. This dude, I was busy. And I was like, I got to do this, do that. But I see that he needed me. Because, when a peasant needs their king, sometimes the king has to. Looks like the king has to go down to the peasant level.
Hey, man, it's been a great show.
And that's what happened.
I appreciate King Gal being on the show. Peasant,
you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I'm about to drop his mic.
No.
Good day. Thank y'all for listening. It's the Urban Sports Scene for ages. Your dad.
Get naked.